With this issue falling the day before Remembrance Day, there was no doubt in our newsroom's collective mind that this week's editorial should be dedicated to the importance of honoring our country's soldiers and veterans this Friday. We would encourage our readers to attend a local Remembrance Day ceremony to pay their respects on November 11th, either in Airdrie or elsewhere. If that is not possible for whatever reason, we would still encourage you to stop what you're doing at 11 a.m. and give a moment of silence to the soldiers past and present who have laid down their lives to ensure this country's freedom. The City View used last week's issue to promote and recap local Remembrance Day events and initiatives, such as the Legion's local poppy campaign, the Parade of Honor and Field of Crosses events, and the recent presentation of meritorious service medals to two long-serving veterans. We expanded on that coverage this week with a preview about tomorrow's Remembrance Day ceremony, and features on three of the city's veterans. See Remembrance Day coverage on pages 9 to 13. Other than paying respects on November 11th, there are other ways to honor veterans. We encourage our readers to donate to the Airdrie Legion's Poppy campaign if they haven't done so already, or simply attend an event at your nearest branch. Chat with a local veteran and listen to their stories. While the world wars and previous wars that Remembrance Day tends to center around have long since passed, more international conflicts have emerged in recent years. Even just this year, the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent military conflict that has dragged on there for months is a tragic reminder of how tenuous peace can be. These and other ongoing military conflicts around the world reinforce the importance of honoring the men and women who pay the ultimate sacrifice so we can enjoy the freedoms we so enjoy today. Lest we forget.